Hello.
Hello and welcome to Life and Happiness Radio. I'm your host, Coach Purple Lady, and today we're going to be talking about bariatric surgery, aka weight loss surgery. So, 8 weeks ago, I had my first surgery, the gastric sleeve. Now, I've been overweight for as long as I can remember, back in high school. And I never really wanted to lose weight. It wasn't until, like, walking became complicated without being able to breathe. That's when I knew something had to change. So, Beachbody. They have the shake, and they have a workout plan. They do portion sizes. I did that for a while, and I lost almost 40 pounds doing that. But I didn't feel like it had the support necessary to help you long-term in fitness. So I wound up gaining the weight back. So then after Beachbody, I believe I tried. I tried. Because I tried a few things. I'm trying to get them in order. I may not be able to get them in order. I tried the ASOT with the vitamins and the pills that's supposed to give you energy. There was no real like eating plan with that, unless there was and I didn't know about it. The detox tea does what it's supposed to do. It detoxes you. It cleans you out. I didn't get none of the really other benefits of it. The energy pills gave you the energy. But I would say the way that I lost was mainly water weight and waste. But I don't know. I don't think I was on it long enough to see a significant difference. And I also did Weight Watchers. That was okay for a while. But then when you go in and you weigh in, you don't see a difference. It kind of is discouraging. So all these different programs, dieting, exercise, all these things, they're great if you are, I guess you would say, disciplined. And apparently I'm not. So I looked into the weight loss surgery. I went for the initial consultation. I went through the different steps. Now, with my insurance, I have Aetna. They was like, you can't gain 1 pound. Now, each, I have 4 months to complete everything or whatever. Some people have 6 months. With my insurance, it was 4 months. So, in the first month, you meet your surgeon. They weigh you. Once they weigh you, I cannot go over 1 pound over that weight. So, when I went into the second month, which is the weight loss management class, I gained weight. Nobody said anything. This is the first class. They like, you know, there's one person in the class who has Aetna, and they can't gain no weight. So you would think, okay, your weigh-in is your attendance. You would think they had, hey, let me pull you to the side. Let's work on something. No, that didn't happen. So I went to the third one. So now after that, I only have one more, and I've gained weight again. Nothing. So after that, I didn't go back because I feel like it wasn't geared towards me and my insurance. So then when I left, I went to see a hormone specialist to see whether maybe my weight gain was due to maybe having hormonal problems. There's a hormone that makes you hungry, to see if like I have a excess of that. None of those things. So they gave me this shot. It's usually for diabetics. I can't think of what the shot is right now. Beautiful. I should have wrote that down. So I was injecting myself in the stomach daily, and it's supposed to make sure it's supposed to keep you from being hungry. Now, that worked. I lost, but it wasn't a significant weight. I lost enough of weight, but it was still like, oh, my goodness, I'm back and forth, up and down, and I needed more change. So I went back to do, but once you miss one of the appointments, you pretty much start your whole process over. But when I went to start the process over, I went in with a different mindset, knowing what was expected of me. I knew I had to speak up for myself because I knew not everybody had my same insurance. So when I went in, they were saying that they're going to maybe make me not be able to take the shot. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this without the shot because the shot is keeping me from literally going up. So the surgeon said it was fine, that I, if it was helping, that I can use the shot. So I went into the class. I did the classes over. I made it through. That was the hardest part, is not gaining any weight. So I made it through, no weight gain. It's like, okay, then you have to do some insurances. You have to go to a heart specialist, this specialist, that. All I had to do was a sleep study, which showed that I had sleep apnea. I had to sleep with my machine, get a reading in that I used it consistently. And I also had, they did blood work and everything, and then I had to do TMI, a stool test, which came back positive for a stomach bacteria called H. pylori. So this is my first bump in the road along my journey. I had to, for a whole month, take antibiotics and omeprazole, which is acid reflux medicine, and then be tested again. So I would say I was done, I would say around January-ish. So the whole month of February, I was doing the, February or March, I was doing the, going through the, taking the medicines and everything. So March come, I finished everything. Here goes the bump in the road too. We're now in a pandemic. They're not doing any elective surgeries. Now I'm on hold. I was waiting for my date. Get through, we're going through the pandemic. What are we doing in pandemic? We eating and we drinking and we're not moving. So when they finally lifted the ban on elective surgery, I go in because I'm supposed to be coming in for a date. So I go in, they weigh me. I'm 15 pounds over my starting weight. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do? Because, you know, I gained weight. What are we going to do? So they put me on this, it's called a high-protein diet, which is consists of 2 to 3 shakes plus a lean meal for, they gave me 3 weeks to do that and come down on my weight. So I did that. And I came down. I came down pretty fast. I would recommend that to someone who was trying to lose weight in a healthy way a little quicker, is the high-protein diet. So I did that. When first I went, because the 3 weeks wasn't up, I had to go and do a pre-op appointment with my primary care physician. So when I went there, because I had weighed myself at home, and it said I was up, so I had went on like a little mini vacation, but on that mini vacation, I was very active, so I didn't, so I'm like, so it felt like it did, the scale didn't do anything, like it was just against me. So when I went into the doctor and the nurse weighed me, I was at where I needed to be, and I kept getting on the scale, and the nurse is like, what is, I'm like, miss, my scale didn't say this, like I was like, oh my goodness. So then I go home, and then I'm like, I call my navigator, which is the person that reports back to the surgeon. I go to the, I said, because the charts are combined across the board. So I tell the navigator, hey, I went to the doctor today and I've gotten to the weight that I need to get to get my surgery date. So they're like, oh, we're not sure if we can use that or whatever the case may be. But then eventually they spoke to whoever they spoke to, and they was like, they can use that weigh-in. Go in, and I speak to so many people. I speak to nutritionists, different people. I was there for a while, signing consent and being explained, you know, what the procedure and everything was, what I had to go through and everything. And I wasn't nervous at all. My whole thing was I didn't die during surgery. That's the only kind of thing I was worried about. Never had surgery before, but that was my only concern. So first they was trying to give me like a surgery date that was like in a week, and I was like, I wasn't ready for surgery in a week. So they gave me my surgery date August 21st, and they wound up pushing it back to the 26th. So 2 weeks before surgery, they make you go. Some people have to go a completely liquid diet, but all I had to do was the same thing, the high protein. Two to three shakes and a lean meal. They say it's to shrink your liver, pretty much. So I did that. I did well on that. They didn't weigh me, which you think, you know, the day of surgery they should have weighed me, but they didn't. But I weighed myself. I wanted to get the Fitbit scale, which is a better scale that coincides with them. So I did the 2 weeks, and then two or three days prior to surgery, I had to go and take a COVID test. Now, for those of you who have yet to take that test, where they stick that thing up in your nose all the way to your brain, not fun at all. But I did it, got the results back fairly fast, I guess because I was going for surgery, they needed it fast. So I was negative. Thank God for that, because I don't even know what they do if you come up positive. I know you don't get the surgery that day. So the 26th come. They called me the night before to tell me to be in. They had to be in at 8 a.m. Had my little backpack. My husband, he took time off to go through this with me. I didn't feel nervous. Usually I have bad anxiety. I didn't feel the anxiety. I didn't have this anxiety or whatever the case may be. I was fine. I knew what I signed up for. I knew I came in looking fabulous, had my pretty mask on. I had my lashes on. They made me take my lashes off because they said they're going to have to take my eyes closed or whatever the case may be. So couldn't look that fabulous. My surgeon came out, spoke with me. We took a selfie together. It was really cool. So now it's time for me to go and for surgery. So when I walked into the room, that's when the nervousness hit. And it's like, oh, this was like an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Like, this was, like, a little bit scary, a little bit overwhelming. But I feel like from the time I got in and on the table, I was knocked out, waking up in recovery, like, I'm up. So when I got up, I didn't really feel pain. I had a lot of gas because I guess all the stuff they're doing in your stomach. And mine was done laparoscopically, meaning they didn't cut me open. They just put, I had, I think, 5 incisions. So I'm making it. There's one that's a little bit bigger. That's where they pull the stomach out, which that's what a sleeve is. They cut your majority of your stomach out, and it kind of looks like a banana. So that's what's left of your stomach, which looks like a little sleeve. And pretty much you can hold about 4 ounces of food or liquid in it at one time. Not in the beginning. In the beginning, I can only do 1 ounce, which is like a medicine cap. And I had to sip that over time just to get my liquids in while I was in the hospital. I have a fear of throwing up, and I threw up 3 times in the hospital, but they said it was because of my sensitivity to the anesthesia. So, and then there's like nothing in my stomach, so it was like, oh, I felt like the sleeve was going to come up. It was very dramatic. I only stayed in the hospital overnight. I went home that next afternoon. I'm required to take quite a few vitamins. I have to take a children's vitamin because I have pretty much like a baby stomach, and I cannot stomach an adult vitamin, which I tried that like maybe a week or two ago, and it nearly killed me. Like, I thought I was going to die, for real. So I have to take a multivitamin. When I left the hospital, I had to give myself a blood thinner for 2 weeks so that to prevent me from having blood clots. That was horrible, having to stick myself every day for 2 weeks. And I had to take, they was giving me a children's Tylenol. So I had a surgery, and now I got to take children's Tylenol on. But I guess it worked because my stomach is small, so it coated the stomach enough. And this other medicine called gabapentin, which was liquid form, which tastes like licorice, which is horrible. So I had to do that. And then after I did my follow-up appointment, they put me on calcium, which is a chew, and B12. And I also have to take iron because I was iron deficient prior, and omeprazole, which is for acid reflux, which I was taking before anyway because I had acid reflux, but they tell you to take it afterwards to try to prevent you from having ulcers within the first few months or whatever after surgery. And I take biotin because with major surgery and stuff like that, they tell you you risk losing your hair. A lot of people say in their third month they lose hair. I'm not trying to lose one lock. Not one lock. So I've been taking my biotin and all my vitamins, and they give you a certain amount of protein that you're supposed to intake every day. So in the beginning, you're on a liquid diet for 2 weeks. Protein shakes, water, Gatorade Zero, broth, pretty much clear liquids, Jello, sugar-free Jello, which is hard because when you only can sit, you can't gulp, you can't drink from a straw. It's hard because then your stomach fills up, especially in the beginning. It fills up faster in the beginning than it does now because it's getting used to putting stuff in it all over again. So it's like retraining your stomach. It's like I broke the old one, and they gave me a new one. So going and like shout out to my husband because he went through all these stages with me. He took off a month to go through it with me. He thought I would be more dramatic than I was. I wasn't. I was kind of, you know, they act like I was a China doll. I couldn't move without everybody coming in to help me, but I really appreciate him and my kids. They all, because I used to, you know, I'm the mom. I'm the one who take care of everybody. I'm like, oh, my God, if anything ever happened, you know, pretty much I felt like the house was just going to it was gonna fall apart, but they really came together. They really was them. Like, my support system is amazing. My friends are amazing. Shout out to Nefertiti, who's always coming by, making sure I'm all right, looking for peppermint tea for me, Yasmin for my, that's my nurse right there. She came through with the sippy cup, because trying to sip something that's not hot was kind of complicated, so she came through with the sippy cup. People came to visit me, my sister Precious, she came out to visit me, Kalani. These people were really, really, really in my corner. I really, really appreciate all of them. It's good to have a good circle, to have people that respect your goals and they're with you on the journey. It's the most amazing thing. So my husband went through the liquid diet. Then after the liquid diet is the – I knew I wasn't pureeing anything because – it just sounds gross. Like, I don't even like that consistency. So it's puree/soft food. So soft foods is like mashed potatoes, applesauce. So I would eat things that were already in that consistency because I wasn't blending anything up. I was like, oh, we should try a blended burger. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not eating a blended burger. And also during when I had surgery, I decided that I wasn't going to eat red meat because it's hard to digest anyway. And then having a smaller stomach, it's like, okay, no. So I'm a polo pescatarian. I only eat poultry, fish. So that's like turkey, chicken, fish, shrimp, you know, seafood. So I've been doing that since surgery, which, excuse me, two weeks was regular food. So at this point, at a sitting, but it's supposed to take me a long time to eat these 4 ounces, which is kind of hard because you see a little bit of food, you're a big person, and it's like, I can eat this food fast. But I named my sleeve, her name is Cameron, and Cameron do not be playing at all. She be like, girl, if you don't slow down, I'm going to end the soul. I'll be like, all right, I'm going to slow down. So a lot of people say, you know, this is the easy route out, this is the easy way out. It's not. This is harder than anything I think I've ever had to do, making sure that my measurements are right. I'm getting the right amount of protein. I'm supposed to have 70 to 100 grams of protein a day. Do you know how hard it is to get that in when you're only eating a small amount of food? So it's a lot of stuff I don't eat because if it doesn't serve me in any way, shape, or form, I just won't eat it. So people say, oh, you got to eat vegetables. Vegetables naturally are healthy, but because my stomach is so small and because I wouldn't be able to eat enough of vegetables to get the nutrients that they provide, I just don't really add them to my diet because they're pointless. When I add it into my, I have this app, it's like, oh, you got zero proteins and like this many nutrients. The purpose of taking all these vitamins is to make sure I have those adequate nutrients anyway. So my goal every day is to make sure I get in my protein and my fluids. I'm supposed to be having 48 to 64 ounces of fluids. Also hard when you can only sip your beverages and you can only fit 4 ounces at a time. It's very hard. And then you can't eat and drink at the same time. So if I'm going to eat, I have to wait 35 to 45 minutes. I have a timer on right now. I'm at, because I just ate, I have 9 minutes left before I can drink again. And then if you're drinking, you have to wait 15 to 20 minutes after drinking in order to start eating, because the food and liquid competes in your stomach for space, and that's not a fun thing to feel. With surgery, you get a lot of intolerances. Things that you wasn't intolerant of before, you can be intolerant now. They tell you rice and pasta and stuff like that, people are intolerant. I haven't tried it yet, so I'm not sure. The only thing that made me feel sick was trying to move from the Flintstone vitamin, a woman's one a day, and my stomach was like, no, we can't do that. That was mainly the only thing that made me sick. Tuna fish, when I first tried it, it kind of made me feel funny, but I can eat it now. So I haven't had any issues with not being able to eat a food. Certain things are not good. Maybe things that I used to eat before, certain things that taste a certain way don't taste the same way. I think that was Farina for me. It was like, I tried to put it with the, what's the sugar called? The stevia. And it was like, no, it's enough for me. So, right now, I'm 8 weeks out. I personally feel like the weight loss is so slow, because when you see other people, when you hear about other people, they're like, oh my God, I lost like 40 pounds in my first 2 weeks. And you're like, but I only lost. Everybody's journey is different. You got to respect. You have to trust the process. Your journey is your journey. My journey is my journey. And I can't look at somebody else's journey and try to make that my journey. So I'm learning myself. I'm learning my body all over again. It's a very interesting journey. While I'm getting healthy, because a lot of people do that. They get themselves healthy, and then the rest of their household stays the same. My children are complaining now because I just bought these superfood vegetable noodles. I made baked macaroni and cheese. It's still baked macaroni and cheese, but your noodles is not starch or whatever the case may be. And they looking at me sideways like, why? Because while you're doing that, that means we have to do it. I said, we all need to be healthy. If I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to make sure everybody else is healthy. I'm doing it so I can live longer, not for me to be burying y'all. Or whatever, so we all working together, same goal, healthy family. That's like after surgery. 4 weeks after surgery, I was lifted off restrictions, so that means I can work out. So I started, I call it run, walk, jogging, and it's on Fitbit, and I listen to it, and it'll say, you know, you run, you pick up your speed, lower your speed. There's this football field. It's a small football field that's in my neighborhood, and I'll go around that. Sometimes I'll go with my daughter. Sometimes I'll go with myself. Sometimes I'll take everybody. And the fact that I can run and that I can jog, that I can go around and do, so far I've done 2 miles, like moving fast. The fact that I can do those things is a miracle within itself, because I could barely walk and be able to breathe at the same time. So doing that makes me so happy. So I hate when like the weather's not good and I can't get out there. So on those days, I have these resistant bands, which with weight loss comes hanging skin for me. So if you tone and tighten as you go, you shouldn't have so much hanging skin. So I try to do the resistant bands a lot to tone and tighten everything up. I think I said I'm down 26 pounds. I've done measurements. It's like I've lost quite a few inches. It says all together, like, because they add it all up, like 4 inches of, in total. I'm much healthier. I'm much happier. My clothes fit better. I bought a few things, like, in the smaller sizes, and it's, like, exciting to know that I can fit them. I'm just happy that I did it. It was worth it. even though there's a lot of things that goes with it, I'm just so happy that it's done, it's over. Some days I feel like I didn't have surgery until I try to gulp something, and it's like, oh, nope, I had surgery. My stomach is not the same. I want to, have any of you ever considered weight loss surgery? Why? Why not? How far along are you in your journey if you've already had surgery? And if you're sharing your journey on social media, you can leave your information. There's a chat box, or if you're listening to this after, there's also a it's like a comment section where you can comment and leave your information so I can follow your journey, you can follow my journey, and I can hear about your comments or concerns, or if you're considered doing it, what concerns you may have. I'm open. Right now I'm teaching a class on discovering your purpose. I'm doing, right now it's free until November 1st because I need a lot of feedback. So if you're also interested in taking that class, it's an online class, please let me know. Leave your email in the comment, or if you want to reach out to me on social media, on Instagram, you can find me at Coach Purple Lady, Facebook Coach Purple Lady, email CoachPurpleLady@gmail.com. Also, next week's episode, well, not next week, in 2 weeks, the episode, this is going to be like a really, really, I want to say powerful. It will be a really powerful, powerful episode because a lot of people don't realize that in order to know where they're going, they have to deal with the hurt from where they came from. So realizing that childhood trauma is real and affects the way we are dealt and the way we parent is a big thing that a lot of people don't understand. That a lot of things that we've gone through as children affects us now and our relationships and our day-to-day, how we deal with our children, how we deal with friendships. And we need to have that conversation. We need to talk about it. So on November 1st, that's what we'll be talking about. Same bat time, same bat channel. I think that's how you say it. So I got 1 minute and 30 seconds left, and I'm excited because the last one, I was reaching for stuff, but I had my key points, my speaker points, and I feel like I was on point. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting, and go and follow me, and I'll follow you back. Until next time, live your life with purpose. See you later.